It's been a long time since the United States invaded Canada, but thousands of people in Windsor, Ontario, say they are being invaded by an obnoxious noise emanating from Detroit. U.S. officials claim Americans can't hear it. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has the story of this international incident over a sound known as the Windsor Hum.
The Windsor Hum is really two sounds. A deep, very low-frequency hum, like a diesel truck idling in your driveway, and a deep vibrating pulse, or whoomp. You feel it more than you hear it. Listen long enough and your eardrums and the bones in your skull and your chest start to hurt a little. Because it's such a low frequency, it doesn't translate well to broadcast, so the sound you're hearing was sped up a little, so it can be heard through your radio. The hum is sporadic. It can happen day or night and last for hours. It wakes people up, and almost everyone thinks the source is here.
We're standing nearby overlooking Zug Island, which is a man-made island in the Detroit River of some hundreds of acres.
Roy Norton is Consul General of Canada to Michigan. He's too polite to say it, but Detroit's Zug Island is an awful place. Huge belches of steam, smoke, and flame rise from the stacks, and the air is thick with stench and grit. But it's the noise that bothers Windsor. It seems to have begun when U.S. Steel reopened the mill about 2 years ago, and over time.
It seems to have gotten worse.
22,000 people called into a recent town hall teleconference about the hum. Staff with Canada's foreign ministry have met with staff of the U.S. State Department. Norton says Canada is serious about this.
We would like folks on this side to cooperate with us and show equal seriousness.
But cooperation's the last thing Canada is getting. Both the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality say they have no jurisdiction over the matter. U.S. Steel has no comment. The city of River Rouge, where the island is located, does have a local noise ordinance. David Bauer is the city's attorney.
I mean, if it affected people in River Rouge, then we would have standing to take enforcement action. It's apparently affecting people that are not only outside of River Rouge, they're outside of the United States of America.
At any rate, Bauer says the city is broke. He says the best Americans can do is help Canadians gain access to the island. The seemingly endless game of pass the buck is maddening for people like Windsor resident Gary Gross.
You know, the kids are being affected. They're cranky all the time. My 4-year-old son walked outside one day, held his ears and said, "It's too loud, Dad, it's too loud. I don't want to go outside." Well, it's my 4-year-old kid.
Gross is the administrator for the Windsor Essex Hum Facebook group. He and other members have recorded hours of the noise to prove it really is that bad. Some elected officials on the American side have mocked them, claiming their constituents can't hear the hum. That turns out not to be true. New father Daryl Patterson lives in River Rouge. He says the hum shakes his house and wakes the baby.
14 months old, barely sleeps through the night, and he gets woken up by that sound? Yeah, that's noise pollution because it's messing my sleep up.
If Zug Island were a person, we'd have to say innocent until proven guilty. But a Canadian seismographic study identifies the island as the likely source of the hum. Everyone agrees an acoustic study is the next step. It appears that finding the money for that study is up to Windsor, Ontario, and Canada. In the meantime, it's likely there will be more sleepless nights ahead for the people of Windsor. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.